information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to the 75th episode of the Criticast. Thank you very much for joining me this week. Once again, it's an absolute pleasure. 75 episodes deep. How exciting. And thank you to everyone who's been with me on this journey thus far. And this week, I want to first talk about the news that happened. Later on, I want to talk about, in fact, I've got someone else who's going to come in and do a little bit on, you know, on the relationship segment. I've conducted an interview with some people, and then I'm going to have my words in it. And then we're going to talk about why guys do not take girls out on dates anymore. But I'm also going to talk about that comment by Professor Jonathan Moyo on Twitter, where he said those words. I'll tell you what they were. Some people got upset or whatever. But first in the news are the big sad news. Starting off that horrible news. Zimbabwe were booted out of the CASAFA Cup after losing to Namibia by 4-1. The first two matches were against Minnows. There was Mauritius and the Seychelles. And they won those matches against teams that are very defensive, but yeah, against Namibia, they just lost. Yeah, it's capitulated. Yeah, oh, whatever. Zimbabwe always so near yet so far. Also, what happened? Cuthbert Dube was on Saturday last week kicked out of Zifa, right? Rather dramatic, right? Only for the Zifa Council to be told by FIFA that no, okay, that's illegal. And some people say because FIFA want Cuthbert Dube's vote for the FIFA elections, whatever it is, I don't know. But yeah, it's weird. So from a technical point of view, they can't kick him out yet. And yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. Still on sport, the cricket team is in Pakistan. Yeah, the On Again African Tour is chat finally on. They've already played. Their first match, and they lost to Pakistan in a T20. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Some people are pretty upset about the fact that the boys are sent in that quadrant, but if they go there, they come back, and they're safe and all that other stuff, then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how focused the guys will be on the cricket, right? Thinking, oh, anything could happen or whatever it is. So how secure do you feel? Probably have an interview with the guys when they come back. Then what else has happened? Yeah, strange story came out this week. A guy with a church in South Africa, some prophet guy, actually saw pictures of these at his church, the End Time Ministries, something or the other, in South Africa. He got his congregants to come to his church, right? And what happened was it was cold, and he told his congregants to get naked and then lie on the ground because he wanted to increase the temperature in their bodies. You know, you can see pictures of him standing on some of them and sitting on some of them. It's just, religion is weird. It's just like the weirdest thing in the world, the things that people do for the sake of beliefs and religions. It's like weird. I don't know. It's just one of those weird things. Just don't know. And you know, the funny thing is, some people came and say to me, it's because you don't have faith. It's like, you know, faith means doing weird things like that. I think I got it. It's like weird. And then showbiz news, Trevor Dongo got married, actually. He went and paid all that for his lovely bride, actually. And yeah, so good luck to them. Yeah, and also someone else who also paid order this past week was another artist by the name of Goodchild. So yeah, so those are two guys off the market, and three other girls, divas, who are apparently about to go off the market themselves. So yeah, people growing up and all that sort of thing. And Sunny Makalima is bringing out a double album called The Ark and The Revolution. So that's going to be out sometime in end of June. And it's going to be a limited edition. He's only going to print 3,000 copies, and they're only going to be sold at $10 each. So, yeah, good luck to him with that. And finally, the end of Big Brother Mzansi, the show that did not really receive that much love in Africa. And Dombi and Ace were the ones that won it. Yeah, just like, whoa, okay. Yeah, they won Big Brother Mzansi. Ta-da, yeah, good for them. They won 2 million rands. And in all fairness, they were probably the most stable couple in that room. So, yeah, It is. It is what it is.
Hey guys, this is Regina from the band Grandma from Mozambique, and you're listening to Quiddicast.
Yeah, the name is Larry. You're listening to the Quiddicast. Thank you very much for joining me for this episode, the 75th episode. Now, I'm going to talk about that situation that transpired this past week. Well, you know, Professor Jonathan Moyer is on Twitter. He's the Minister of Information, Media, Broadcasting Services. So, yeah, you know, he's always been that guy who never shies away from conversation and, you know, and talking to people. So on Twitter, he is that sort of person. And if you want to talk about accessibility when it comes to ministers, he's that guy. He will respond. And sometimes, you know, he erupts people's feathers. He's not necessarily, well, you know, I don't know. He's not necessarily the nicest guy, if you want to put it that way. But he's not trying to be a dick either. You know what I mean? So, you know, when he knows his facts, he's one of those, it's a professor type thing. You know, it's kind of dismissive of people who don't understand the facts. And so this past week, there was someone who wrote something and put a link up in which there were members of ZANU-PF who had been expelled and some had been suspended. And they said, Mabasa, or the work of Jonathan Moyer, the hidden hand of Jonathan Moyer at work. And that sort of thing. And Jonathan Moyer responded by saying, Futseke Mane, I wasn't even at the meeting. So essentially, now everybody's like, oh no, you know, as a minister, you can't say Futseke Mane. And you could, I would say, qualify this. At this moment, people have a right to be offended. You know, some people are never going to be offended by just seeing a baby, or like, why is a baby there? Or, you know, some people get offended by the fact that somebody breastfeeds a child. So, you know, people are always going to find something to be offended about. What I think is a bit silly is for people to think that the word Futseke is a swear word. It's not. From Afrikaans perspective, it just means get lost or go away or whatever it is. So I think perhaps if he had said go away, it wouldn't have been seen as being that bad. But because he used the word Futseke, it's seen as like, yo, incredibly weird and so forth. But at the same time, you also have to look at aspects of social media etiquette. While I'm happy for Minister Moyer to have, you know, to talk to everybody, I think sometimes he should note when people are trying to bait him and just trying to, you know, get him to say something that they can get all upset about. Remember, this is a minister who back in the days used to say it doesn't take a rocket scientist to you know, for someone to understand this. So essentially, for some people, they came across a bit condescending, that if you don't get it, then you're a bit silly. But having said that, I mean, to then go to town about it and make a big deal about it and whatever, I don't know, you know. The rudeness, it's like weird. Somebody came and said, you know, then I can't respect, if I can't respect him, I can't vote for him. But in reality, I don't think I have to like the person that I vote for. This is my reality. I think I need to just get somebody who knows how to do the job in government. And if you look at Professor Moyer, most people will say they wish they had him in their ministries, you know, because, you know, he gets the job done. It goes into media. There were already a whole bunch of changes that were taking place. So you might don't necessarily like him, but he will get the job done. And that's one thing that you give him credit for. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, I'd rather have an honest minister, or, you know, in parliament than a nice guy. A nice guy who smiles at you but never really does anything. I don't know. It's a social media etiquette. How do you deal with trolls? People are always trolling you all the time. I get that sometimes. And sometimes I just let it slide and, you know. And at times you type a message out in which you want to tell them something, you know, not parliamentary or whatever it is, but you say, oh, you know, this is just being baited. It's just somebody who's just being an idiot, who's just trying to pick a fight, and they have a lot less to lose than you. So I don't know. It's a weird space, you know. At the end of the day, the prominent people are human beings. So yeah, give them the right to feel something. When I blow so cold that I'm so frightening, all these basics just wanna fight me, cause in the mood, yeah, have a fun like me. Like a kerosene, dog wars never seen, war places never been. Every day celebrate my win, every day celebrate my win. Misango mune shumba tino luma. When we go, go. Jisu cream tata, togara kumberi semafata, we always on top. Yeah, that's DJ C-Mac's top 5 tracks you should be listening to right now. The name is Larry, listening to The Criticast. And catch DJ C-Mac on Star FM every Friday between 4:30 and 5 p.m. DJ C-Mac, shout out to you. Now, in the relationship segment, I'm going to talk about guys not taking girls out for dates anymore. That's just weird. Just, you know, just tell a girl, come over here, I'm with my boys, come and hang out. And that's it. Finishing class. So we may have a chat about that. But first of all, I'm going to have someone who's a guest for this week. Her name is Untitled. She caught up with a couple of girls and they had a bit of a discussion on this. And then afterwards, I'm going to come and give my opinion.
It's your girl Untitled on the Criticast. So I was thinking the other day that a whole lot of guys aren't taking girls out ever. Well, these days. A bunch of hot looking guys, but they just don't take anyone out. Could be anyway. So now with me, I've got two beautiful ladies, and I'll be asking them a few questions on this thing. Like, what's their take about this whole thing? You could see guys don't take their girls out. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So, what do you think?
What do I think? Do guys not take girls out? Yes, but I don't think it's a problem in Nara. I think it's a problem everywhere. I don't know what it is with guys in this year and day and age we live in. I think lots of guys, in theory, want to take girls out. Maybe. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. You know, fingers crossed. But I don't know why. I don't know whether they want to be asked out. Because if you ask them out, they're just like, ah, you're being too forward. I wanted to ask you, but I'm like, bruh, you're doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to help you out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you kind of like drop a hint, they're like, ah, but you're being like thirsty or something like that. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know. What's a sister supposed to do? Must I just sit and wait? I saw a meme the other day on my Insta feed, and it said, go to sleep, he won't text you. And I was like, that's actually, that
yeah,
right there,
yes,
that's life. Go to sleep, he's not going to text you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So when you're asking, they don't take us out, are you saying take us out like on a date or asking us to be there?
On a date.
Okay. So I think for Zimbabwe, I think it's very simple actually. For a lot of the guys, there's just no money. And Zim chicks, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be honest. Go out, guy has to pay for the entrance to the club, he has to pay for drinks. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be hungry, he has to pay for that.
Yeah.
So taking you out, it's just an expense. And I haven't been paid for 3 months. So, you know, I need to budget, I just need to do stuff. And very low on my priority list is taking you out. So I think also Zim girls just need to step up a bit, realize that
and take the guys out.
No.
Okay.
We're living in Zim.
Yeah.
So let's do 50-50.
Stop watching so many romance movies that sell you dreams. That's what's happening.
No, but like love. Like if you love someone, you want to show them how much you love them.
Yeah.
And you want to take them out and show them that I'm going to tell the whole world that I love you this much. And then you're gonna try to show the whole world. Saga, you can't just now sit on your ass and think, okay, my girlfriend knows that I love her.
Yeah.
Saga, I don't have money, of which you could just try to hustle something. Because you can still show with your boys, but you're still sitting on your ass when it comes to your girlfriend, like you taking her out. It's, I don't know, like, what do you think? Like, with the whole guys thing, chill with the boys and...
Do you know what? I think that... I think it's important to show the, like, if you're that kind of person, that, you know, show the world that you love your person. But I don't think it expressly needs to be, like, I'm spending $500. We're spending a night at the Meekles. That's like $1,000 if you go to the penthouse suite. That's what we found out the other day. You know, it doesn't necessarily need to be that. Like, you can do something that's thoughtful. You're going to eat, I'm going to eat. Maybe I'll make you your favorite meal. Maybe I'll show up at work and be like, you know, maybe I sing really well. Maybe I'll, this is like a little bit movie-esque, so, you know, excuse me. Maybe I'll show up at your house and just, you know, do a young serenade.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go on like a young drive, a picnic. I don't, you know, just stuff that shows you that I care, but I don't need to be balling out of control to be able to do that. If you're balling and that's how you want to show your girl that you love her, go for it.
Yeah, do your thing. Okay,
and
so
also
the
just a 2 cents is that when guys go out with the guys, it's also de-stress for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things
in
Zim are stressful.
Yeah.
I know we're sounding like we're on the guy side here, but our expectation here is that we're dealing with reasonable people.
Yeah. And we're so if you're crazy, we're not talking about you.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, if you're dating some weirdo, you just need to get out of that situation and be with someone who appreciates you. But we're talking about those guys who actually care about their women.
Yeah.
And so being with you can sometimes be stressful. So I'd rather just be with the boys, unwind, and then see you later.
Yeah. Maybe and give people the space to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last question is it the thought that counts, or is it the place that counts when it comes to a guy taking a girl out? Shame. Hey, I don't want to lie. I don't want to go to Chicken Slice.
Yeah, no, it's not the thought. You must like think again if it's a like no.
But that's me. Oh, maybe some girl like smacks Chicken Slice the heck, and she's just like, man. Listen. So like, if your girl's having a rough day and you know she loves Chicken Slice, and you get her Chicken Slice, that's amazing. I am not one of those girls. And Tombo, this is like, I don't want to see it.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Anyway, hear me. So I think it's not either or. I think it's both and.
Yeah.
So I think definitely there are places that like, oh, shame. You remember that I used to like Mafredo and you bought me a Fredo when we were my grocery. Like, it's, I don't know, it's 10 cents or something. And that's sweet. Like, oh, sweet. But a sister also wants to be spoiled, though.
Yeah.
You can't. Definitely not the thought that counts. I have this fight with my man all the time. He's like, I thought of. I'm like, no, think again.
You don't just think.
Do reasonable things.
Yeah. Do reasonable. Stay in your financial lane. So if you're going to spoil your girl, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Like, do something nice. But actually, don't now be broke and then you're going to be angry at your girlfriend and be like, why am I dating this chick? That's actually your problem. Your chick must manage her expectations, but you must also be a reasonable person and not create unrealistic precedences. End of rant.
Amen.
Yo, okay, that was awesome. That was interesting. So, Banobo, I know a whole lot of thoughts and views on this whole, should a guy take me out? Should I pay for the date? Should I do this? Should I do that? Is it the thought that counts? Is it not? So, right here on QueerieCast, it's your girl Untitled, and
So there you have it, some interesting perspectives there being handed out by ladies in Harare. And yeah, it's a very interesting conversation in that, you know, there were different things that are postured some people had to talk about. I mean, one of the ladies there say that financial situation is a bit difficult. And, you know, then there's also a need to manage expectations by both parties and also setting different precedences. Because I know guys who start off dating a girl and the first date they go on is like worth $300 or whatever it is. And then now they've created an expectation that this girl now thinks every other date is going to be like $300. And I don't know. Some people say a girl never dates backwards when it comes to financial expectations. So she's dated a guy who always, you know, drove her around in Bugatti. You know, that's the minimum level that she's going to want. I don't know. It's weird. It's a difficult situation. I think also there's a lot of pressure on young men that they put themselves under, in which they think that if they're dating a girl, they have to live that life that they see in the movies, where, you know, this guy's got copious amounts of money, or in the music videos and stuff like that, and they've got to be able to do all that other stuff. They don't realize that that actually is an exception to the rule. That if you're not a millionaire by the age of 25, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. And if you're not able to do the stuff that some 25-year-old who maybe has made some money, or it just happens to come from a well-off family, can do, then, you know, that doesn't mean you're a failure. That's just how life is. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, with that, I say thank you very much for joining me. Get in touch with me on Twitter at Quirirai, or on email info@larryquirirai.com, or just go straight to my website, www.larryquirirai.com. Catch me on Friday between 6:30 and 7 on ZFM on The Switch with Kundai Gianica and Powered by the Movement. The Larry, the name is Larry. It's been the QueerieCast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?